Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to now getting this crazy thing called life with a little more stoicism and a whole lot of calm. Today we're tackling something that can feel like a heavyweight champion forgiveness. Yeah, I know. The word itself can make you want to roll your eyes and grab a big bowl of ice cream. But trust me, this isn't about condoning bad behavior or letting people walk all over you. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment so you can move forward with more lightness and joy. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack filled with bricks? That's what anger and resentment can feel like, weighing you down, making every step a struggle. But forgiveness, my friends, is like taking those bricks out of that backpack, one by one, and feeling the weight lift off your shoulders. So how do we actually do this? How do we practice forgiveness when it feels impossible? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. We often get caught up in thinking that forgiveness means condoning the other person's actions, making excuses for them, or saying what they did was okay. But that's not true at all. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about releasing the pain and anger you're holding onto so you can heal and move on. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering. Start small. Don't expect to forgive everything overnight. It's a process, and sometimes even the smallest acts of forgiveness can feel monumental. Maybe it's forgiving someone for a minor annoyance or letting go of that little grudge you've been carrying around for months. Each time you practice forgiveness, you build strength and resilience. Separate the person from the action. It's easy to get caught up in judging the person who hurt us, but remember, people make mistakes. They are human, just like you and me. Try to focus on the action that hurt you, not the person as a whole. This can help create some distance between yourself and the anger. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't blame your favorite coffee shop if they messed up your order once, right? Practice empathy. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but try to see things from their perspective. What might have led them to do what they did? Could there be something going on in their life that you don't know about? Understanding their motivations can sometimes make it easier to forgive. 5. Remember, forgiveness isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing practice. There will be times when you slip up, feel anger flare again, or doubt your ability to forgive. That's okay. Just acknowledge those feelings, take a deep breath, and start again. Every time you choose forgiveness, you're strengthening your resilience and opening yourself up to more peace and happiness. Think about that time you were really angry with someone, maybe a friend, a family member, or even a stranger who cut you off in traffic. You probably felt all the feels. Hot flashes of anger, that tight chest feeling, maybe even some resentment simmering just below the surface. You thought about them constantly, replayed the scenario in your head over and over, and maybe even let those negative feelings poison all their relationships. Sound familiar? Now imagine letting go of that anger. Picture yourself breathing deeply, releasing the tension, and feeling a sense of calm wash over you. Maybe you even find yourself smiling again. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't erase the past, but it frees you from its grip. So here's the takeaway, folks. Forgiveness isn't just about saying sorry, it's about making a conscious choice to release the burden you're carrying and step into a life filled with more peace, joy, and lightness. Remember, you deserve to feel free. And hey, if you found this helpful, spread the Stoic love by sharing this episode with someone who might need to hear it. Let's create a world where forgiveness isn't just a word, but a powerful practice that empowers us all. Until next time, stay calm and keep practicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.